BBC Radio Soda will bring you the sports news on the show very soon, hopefully. First, though, around the coldest time of year, those out in the streets are some of the most vulnerable. Last year, Bournemouth-based insurance company Zest partnered with local business Picnic Park Deli to hand out 200 meals to the homeless. This year, the company scaled up the organisation, working with four local charities to raise money and awareness of homelessness. Here's what a couple of those charities have had to say about the impact that this project is making.
At the point at this time of year, and the fact that so many people this winter are struggling, even people in work, the support from Zest is absolutely crucial and so appreciated by our beneficiaries, staff and volunteers at Bournemouth Food Bank.
Doing this sort of work, and particularly where it's highlighting how the Health Bus are working with FaithWorks, are working with the Food Bank, are working with St Mungo's, that idea of organisations are working together to actually get alongside some of the most vulnerable in our society.
That's Alistair Doxett-Purser, who's the CEO of FaithWorks. You heard from Debbie Coombs before him, who is the project director at the Bournemouth Food Bank. Let's talk about this with Charlotte and Nick from Zest, Charlotte Harris and Nick Whitnell. Morning, both.
Hello, sorry, Nick's, he can't make it, his computer's crashed, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
There he is. All right, we got Dino from the Health Bus with us as well. Hello, Dino.
Hello there, hi.
All right, Charlotte, so tell me about the charities that you're supporting this year then and why you chose them.
Yeah, so we're supporting the Bournemouth Food Bank, the Health Bus Trust, St Mungo's and FaithWorks. And when we were researching this initiative, we wanted to find charities that work together in unity to support people that are obviously vulnerable. And we found that obviously all of these charities do exactly that. So that was obviously really important to us. And all of these charities offer immense amount of support, which obviously is the main point of this initiative. So they were perfect.
Yeah. And I mean, was it a natural thing that you just wanted to try and do more this year after your experiences last year?
I think so. I think obviously last year, as much as it is great to give out food, we sort of learnt very quickly that there's support needed more than just a meal. So when I spoke to Dino and the other charities, they made it clear that sort of raising awareness for the charities and trying to get donations for them and trying to support them in that way is more vital and more useful than just sort of giving a sandwich, which is obviously what we've done.
Yeah. Dino, I mean, for those who don't know, just talk to me about the Health Bus and the way that you interact with the homeless and rough sleeping communities.
Sure. So the Health Bus Trust is a Bournemouth-based charity, and we provide essential healthcare for people who are rough sleeping or experiencing homelessness within our locality. Mm. The trust was set up back in 2016 by Dr. Maggie Kirk, who worked out of a surgery in Boscombe, and she very, very quickly realised that she was outliving a number of her patients. The trust has been set up to facilitate in that way, and we have a fantastic, great team who go out onto the streets, who connect with patients and who trying to connect in terms of giving them the essential medical care that they require.
Yeah, we've spoken to Maggie on the show a few times. She is a powerhouse and,
absolutely,
you know, bootstrapped this thing really impressively. And talk to me about the demand that you guys have seen this year. I've heard Bournemouth Food Bank talking about a 43% increase in usage in the last 6 months, which I guess tallies with the cost of living stuff that we are often talking about on this show. Does that trickle down at some point to homelessness, rough sleeping, health issues that you interact with them on?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why this kind of collaboration and working together in terms of fundraising is so key. As you can appreciate, we deliver the health side of those needs, but that has to be supported in terms of connecting and allowing patients to access good quality food, safe accommodation, which is where St Mungo's comes in, and then also additional support like well-being, how to manage your finance, all that sort of stuff, which FaithWorks are absolutely fantastic at dealing with.
Okay.
So you know, the need out there, unfortunately, is not getting any better. We are seeing more and more people in really, really kind of desperate situations, and the kind of work that we're seeing in terms of our collaboration with the food bank. So the food bank was originally set up to kind of provide 3 days of emergency food people until the statutory services kicked in, and what we're seeing now is families and individuals becoming dependent on that particular charity.
So, Charlotte, talk to me about what Zest are doing this year as part of this build-up to Christmas with these charities. Then is this, I don't know, some kind of suck it and see? Will this be the kind of thing you might replicate next year if it works out for you and the charities?
Yeah, 100%. So obviously, where we're a Bournemouth-based company, like I said, we researched Bournemouth-based charities, and we were really really passionate about building some positive change. I think we've obviously, this year, we've worked down at Picnic Park Deli, who we worked with last year. They've transformed their space into sort of like a Christmas tree wonderland sort of Alpine style sort of area. And we've got a music stage on there, which has been collecting donations for all the charities. We've also ran a few festive events. So we had a festive fundraising evening where we did Christmas themed games, and we had live music, and it was all those sort of things. And we're also currently running a raffle, which is going to be taking place on Friday. So all of Bournemouth businesses have donated really amazing prizes, and all of the money from that will go straight to the charities. But with working with the charities, and with Dino in particular, we've really learnt more about how we can help. And I think this is something we're really keen to replicate, not just at Christmas, but also throughout the year. So we're going to look into things in the future, like community fridges, and try and help where we can now that we do have this information.
Okay, well, look, good luck with it this year. Stay in touch with us. Really nice to see you both, and Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you too.
Dino Pickering from the Health Bus. You heard from Charlotte Harris as well, who is from Zest in Bournemouth. It's 13 minutes to 9. I think we're having problems getting hold of Kev for our sports bulletin this hour. But just to say, obviously, Cherries back in action tonight in the League Cup. If you want to listen to full commentary of that, we have it here on BBC Radio Solent. Bournemouth and their Premier League action resuming after Christmas. And, of course, coming thick and fast. As the Cherries, what are we going to say?